Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I've been firing up my grill for a few weeks now, and ever since we did a show on smoking with wood chips, I've been cooking up some very tasty food. But if you want to increase the flavor of your steaks, ribs, and roasts, you can't beat the direct approach going with marinades and rubs and Chef Jerry Pellegrino. This is where folks can get very creative.
Yes, I think so too. And I think if you follow a few basic rules, pretty much the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just basically the difference, marinades tend to be a liquid medium that you're going to sort of bathe the product in. Rubs are usually either dry, such that they're just completely patted on, or you can make a paste-style rub that has a little bit of moisture but still kind of holds on to the product. You know, for both of these things, you want to avoid putting a lot of salt in them. Any recipes that call for salt, you should probably just leave it out because salt, you know, just pulls moisture out of food. We do use a rub like when we're curing bacon, but the idea is to dry it out to pull the moisture out and preserve it. So keep away from a lot of salt. A good thing, too, is the more delicate the product, the less time you need. In other words, like shrimp, which are delicate, probably 20 minutes is more than enough. Toss it in a marinade. Lamb chops, you know, maybe a couple hours, or then maybe a whole leg of lamb or large, big cuts of steak. You could do overnight. The other thing you want to do is if you're using the marinade to tenderize the product, like if you're trying to do something that you have, like, say, a lamb leg, which you may want to get more tender, the more acid, the better, right? Red wine is good, but red wine vinegar is even better.
Right, good point.
Longer time periods for that will help really get to break down. The acid's kind of breaking down. And, you know, for anything, Ziploc bags seem to be the greatest tool. You know, you can use less of the marinade by just putting a bit in and trying to get all the air out once you get the product in there and you get real good contact. I mean, I think a lot of people these days have vacuum baggers in their house because everybody's kind of in a little bit of sous vide. That's by far the best. And, you know, if you have a chamber vacuum bagger, you can put liquid in. But even when you're doing like a rub, putting it in that vacuum bagger and then taking out all the air and basically pushing the bag onto the meat, which sort of really gets that rub tight onto the meat as close as you can, is really the best approach.
Wow. I hadn't really thought about that. That sounds great.
No, and I think you can go start playing with things. I mean, obviously, simple marinades like just garlic and lemon for fish is an easy one, 20 minutes and you're done. Some rubs that we like to do, something just like simple as coffee and brown sugar on steaks. It's a rub that you're going to just, again, real quickly, rubs, don't rub them on, actually. You want to pat them on.
Okay.
Rubbing them on starts to sort of scar the meat and lets the juices run out, and you want to just be gentle and pat them on. But we make this great rub. It's just 50-50 coffee and brown sugar. And just pat it on a steak, give it about 2 hours, rinse it off, and throw it on the grill. The other quick thing you have to remember about these marinades and rubs, if there's sugar involved, and a lot of them are sweet, the more sugar, the faster it's going to caramelize but then burn on the grill. So if there's a lot of sugar in the marinade, you're going to want to avoid high temperature cooking because what you're going to end up doing is just getting a burned outside and a raw inside.
Yeah.
You know, so low temperatures on more sugar or just try and get as much of it off as you can and you'll be fine. I mean, there's great toys like soy sauce. Once you go into your kitchen, there's a lot of liquids that make great things. Soy sauce is one of them. Honey is a great tool to have. Any of the vinegars you can use, obviously wine, citrus juices. But again, you have to be careful because that whole cooking with acid thing is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But a short marinade should be good. And then you've got all sorts of things to play with.
We're going to put those on the website.
Of course.
Hope you have some fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.